Chapter 4. Fun, Games and Cigars. Methuselah was a good name for the baby, but in the end, Roger's wife had other ideas. "We don't have to remind everyone that he looks older than other babies," she said, and she decided to call the baby Benjamin. In her opinion, it was a strong name. The Civil War began soon after Benjamin Button was born. Although some people were talking about the strange child born to the Button family, most people were busy talking about the war. Maybe that was a good thing. The Buttons tried hard to help people forget Benjamin's age. They cut his hair short and dyed it black. They shaved his face every day and asked a tailor to make him some special big baby clothes. The tailor was shocked. But their son still did not look like a baby. Even though Benjamin did not stand straight, he was still more than 1.7 meters tall, and his special baby clothes could not hide that. The Buttons advertised for a nurse, but when she arrived at the house and saw their baby, she turned and left immediately. But Mr. Button did not give up. He said, "Benjamin is a baby, and he must behave like a baby too." At first, they gave the boy some warm milk to drink.
"I hate this," Benjamin said. "I won't drink it."
"All right," answered his father. "If you don't drink your milk, then you won't have anything else." In the end, Benjamin's mother persuaded her husband to give their boy some bread and butter. Benjamin ate this very well, so they gave him porridge too. Benjamin really was a very good boy, but life was not easy for him. More than anything else, he wanted to be normal and to have his father's love. One day, Roger came home with a rattle for his son. "Play with it, Benjamin," he told his son. "It's fun. It makes a noise, and most babies love it." The old man took the rattle and shook it a little. His parents smiled, so he decided to shake it as much as he could, and his father was happy for a few days. Then one day, the rattle made no noise, and Roger became worried. He went into his son's room and was surprised to see the rattle lying on the floor and Benjamin smoking one of his cigars.
"Those are my cigars, Benjamin," Roger exclaimed.
"Sorry, father," answered Benjamin, "but I like them."
Roger knew that he should reprimand his son, but he couldn't. Instead, he tried to explain. "Smoking is a bad habit. It causes many health problems, especially for babies like you. You will never grow tall if you smoke cigars." Roger refused to believe his son was not a normal little boy. Every week he went to the toy shop and looked for new toys or games for him. He bought him toy soldiers, some colourful toy animals, and a train. But Benjamin wasn't interested in any of these things. At night, Benjamin secretly went down to the library when nobody was looking and took a book from the set of Encyclopaedia Britannica. He read it with great interest in his room while his toys lay on the floor abandoned. Most people tried hard to say something nice about Benjamin to his parents, but it was very difficult. In the end, somebody had a clever idea and said, "Benjamin looks exactly like his grandfather." This was true, but the compliment did not make Roger or Benjamin's grandfather happy at all. Roger knew that his son couldn't play with other babies, so he brought some boys to play with him instead. They played with balls and Benjamin tried very hard to look interested. One time, he broke a window while throwing a ball around the garden. Roger was happy about the broken window and whispered to his wife, "You see? He's becoming a real boy." After that, Benjamin broke something every day and his father was content. In the beginning, his grandfather didn't like Benjamin, but soon they became good friends. They sat together like two old companions, and it seemed that they always found things to talk about. Soon,
Benjamin preferred his grandfather's company to anybody else's. Benjamin was confused about his unusual condition. He looked in medical books for an answer, but he didn't find anything. It was a question that he asked himself every day without ever finding an answer. So finally, Benjamin learned to stop asking.